You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started.
I'm now going to say a phrase that is probably going to trigger a couple of you. Post nut clarity. Nope, sit down. It is no secret that I jerk off 8 or 9 times a day. And I do this because it allows me to be in a constant state of clarity. Okay, someone asked me a business-related question.
How much of my portfolio should be in crypto?
Let me run to the bathroom and get back to you on that. 64%.
When do you think the next recession is going
to be? Uno momento, por favor. 2026 in America, next year in Europe.
Does all your money make you happy?
I said business questions only. If you're not in a constant state of post-nut clarity, you're in a constant state of pre-nut delusion.
What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. Gentlemen, when I first saw that particular TikTok from Red's channel over on the Chow Time, I damn near fell out of my chair from laughter. However, the point behind that video is absolutely correct. If men are not in post-nut clarity, we are in pre-nut delusion. Yeah. Some years ago, I made a video where I talked about how society wants men to be in a constant state of semi-arousal. Now, this was back when yoga pants first started coming on the scene. Yeah, gentlemen, women and their attention whore attire. One thing about America, sex has always sold. Everything from hamburgers to body spray. It had visuals depicting sexy women to get men to purchase those products. Now, of course, this was back when men were the main consumers and you had advertising targeted at men. And as America knew, once again, sex always sold. And it was always the illusion of the possibility of sex that kept a lot of men working as hard as we used to. However, times have changed. Now, of course, with that video talking about, you know, pretty much male self-gratification, male self-pleasure, yes, I'm going to be talking about jerking off. And I'm going to be using all sorts of colorful synonyms for man's self-pleasure and how back in the old days, even up to now, men's self-pleasure was used as a shaming tactic. Oh, yeah, gentlemen. Oh, yeah. Yeah. We all know when we go through puberty, of course, our body starts to change. We start to wake up with morning wood. We don't know what's going on. But then we start to realize, hey, we're coming into our adolescence. We're starting to get horny. We're starting to see girls in a different light. And remember, gentlemen, you got to go back to the book from Esther Vilar, The Manipulated Man. Females from 12 years old, they make that decision of how they're going to use their bodies. And they know at that point, they can start to manipulate us. Why? Because we as young men, we're in that fog. We're in that haze. We're in that malaise. And yes, we are, as Terrence Pop so eloquently put it, we are dick thinking. Yeah. Society knows it. Women know it. So guess what? That's when the manipulation begins. Oh, he's a horny young man. How can we use that to our advantage? And of course, yeah. Now, back in my day, back when I was a youngster, when we started to hit puberty, of course, you want to get the venom out. So how did you go about it? Well, I'm going to say something that a lot of us old Gen X men and boomer men would understand really well. Back then, we did not have access to skin flicks like the young men of today do. No. See, we had the old Montgomery Ward, Sears, JCPenney catalogs that had the women's lingerie section in it. And of course, if we were really lucky, we'd get a Playboy or a Hustler magazine, or as we called them back in the day, the nudie magazines. And yeah, we, you know, get ourselves off with that. However, back then, even up to now, one of the biggest fears for a young adolescent man was to be caught, you know, beating the bishop, if you will. And of course, that had to be used as a source of shame. Yeah, gentlemen, men would shame other men if we found out that another guy was jerking off. Oh, you just can't get a woman. Oh, you gotta jack off. Only loser men jack off. And of course, Hollywood had to get in on it too, as a way of using that as propaganda to program men to take bad deals when it came to women. Just think about this, gentlemen. Really think about it. The woman that ended up bringing you to the red pill, if you decided, you know what, instead of going on that initial date with said woman, you say, you know what, I'm just going to rough up the suspect and see how I feel afterwards. Guarantee you, the vast majority of us, we would not have ended up with the woman that brought us to the red pill. Mm-hmm. Yeah. To this very day, there's one infamous scene in one movie that depicts just how far Hollywood would go to shame a man's sexual desire. And we all know what that infamous scene is from American Pie. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that right there was the pinnacle of Hollywood shaming men's sexuality, men's sexual desire. But, of course, things have changed. Society has somewhat changed, or should I say, the younger men of society. These young men today, they don't give a fuck. They have no problems saying, yep, you know what? If I have to choose between, you know, whacking off or the women that are available to me, yeah. I think I'll just go ahead and get myself off, because the quality of today's American woman is in the fucking sewer. It is. But yet, you still have people out here saying, well, you know, men shouldn't watch, you know, skin flicks. Men should still go out there and continue to work and this, that, and the other. Once again, the young men have said, hell no, because the modern woman is not worth it. the modern American woman, that is. They're simply not worth it. The things that I, as a man, would have to accept and allow, I'm not going to do it. Going back to the attention whore attire. Yeah, gentlemen, that's one of the biggest things that men are expected to allow their women to do and accept. And if you don't do it, they're going to say, oh, you're controlling. Oh, you're insecure. However, if that man says, you know what? I'd rather just choke the chicken than to waste my time with you. Oh, what's wrong with you? You're just a loser who can't get women. But more and more young men are saying, once again, the quality of women that are available to me, And besides, you know how many STDs are out there nowadays? Yeah, the block is hot. And it's getting hotter and hotter. But yet, we still have to find a way to shame men who say, you know what? I'm just going to self-gratify. Or I'm going to get myself a male pleasure toy. Oh, no, you can't do that. No. The only socially acceptable way for a man to actually get his sexual desires met has to be with a woman. That's the only way that society will accept you as a man to actually get your sexual desires met. Yeah, hell no. No. And more men are just saying, you know what? I don't give a fuck. If I want to beat my meat, I'm going to beat my meat like it stole something. Why? Because the time, energy, and money that I'm going to save. Yeah, gentlemen. Yeah. Oh, yeah, gentlemen. There have been TikToks of guys who say, you know what? I had a date planned, but then I said, you know what? Let me rub one out before I go on this date. And they was like, man, fuck that date. The money that I would have wasted on said date, I could put that towards something else, like a new video game. Ah, yes. We all know. Anything that gets men away from the haze and malaise of trying to chase women, women in society do not like it. Remember, gents, you have to be in a state of constant semi-arousal. But masturbation, it clears that fog. It clears that haze. And guess what? When you get familiar with yourself and you get yourself off, you can't be manipulated by society and women. And they both hate it. Now, let's shift gears to another topic, which we don't have any concrete evidence of it, even though it has been a suggestion for us men. Now, I will not fault you if you don't know this, but this month, September, is National Prostate Cancer Awareness. However, you will not hear a mumbling motherfucking word about this. Not from the lame stream, not from any public service announcements, nothing. However, we know next month, October, you're going to see pink everywhere. You're going to see grown-ass men wearing pink because, oh my God, if I don't wear pink and support, you know, breast cancer awareness, then my girlfriend or wife is not going to show me her boobies. Fuck out of here. That'd be a prime time for a man to say, oh, you don't want to hook up with me? You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to spank the monkey and have the champagne of victory. Yeah, gents. It is said that a man should, you know, fire his gun at least 21 times a month to keep the prostate healthy. Yeah, I would say that would be a grand reason for men to start, you know, beating your meat more. Hell, you've even had celebrities talk about it. That was a Chris Rock special where he talked about it, about men and their skin flicks stash and how we get caught with it by being in the VCR. Once the woman leaves to go to work, you got the house to yourself. You're like, yes. And of course, you know, CJ talks about squashy. You want to get that good jerk in before you go to work. And you're just like, oh man, I left my damn thing in the VCR. Now, of course, we ain't got to worry about that anymore since we got so much Skin Flix and Skinamax available to us. We can download it to our phone. That is wonderful. That is wonderful. Hell, even Tupac said ninjas need to start jacking off. Why? Because when bitches get horny, ninjas die. Yeah. Well, once again, I go back to my question. If a lot of us men, before we went on that fatal date with the woman that actually ended up sending us to the red pill, if we just rubbed one out, if we just spanked the monkey, if we just roughed up the suspect before said date, do you think you would have still went on that fateful date? Odds are, nah. But once again, I'm pretty sure the times were different back then and now. Now, you've got the absolute degeneracy of American women on Front Street, thanks to social media, thanks to sites like OnlyFans, all that good stuff. You can see the absolute horrible quality of the modern American woman on full display. Yet, they still want to try to shame you men into accepting those bad deals. Yeah, gentlemen. Now, I said this. If you get into a relationship with a modern Western woman or a westernized foreign-born woman, guess what? You're going to end up in two categories. You're going to be either literally cucked or you're going to be digitally cucked. And what do I mean by digitally cucked? Well, see OnlyFans. Yeah. How many guys' girlfriends are on OnlyFans? On some sort of site where they're putting their wares out. They're sharing their pictures on social media. Yeah, gentlemen. But then, like I said, they will come back and gaslight you, mentally manipulate you by saying, oh, you're insecure. You're controlling. You don't want to be that guy, do you? Gentlemen, if you're in that situation, walk away. Walk the fuck away. And if you're in a situation to where the woman in your life doesn't want to have sex with you, simple. Okay, cool. I'm going to be openly jerking off. I want you to come home one day and see me with my pants around my ankles, just going for it. Yes. Yeah. Oh my God. You're so horrible. Yeah, whatever. You don't want to get me off. So guess what? I'll get myself off. And if I don't want to get myself off, I'll pay another woman to get me off. Fellas, you got to start standing your ground if you're going to be in a relationship with today's modern American woman. But all in all, do not be ashamed about practicing self-gratification. Don't. Yes, in the past, And somewhat, even today, it's a way to shame you into accepting the bad deal called the modern American woman. However, gentlemen, don't do it. Nobody has to know. But then again, if they find out, you know what? Fuck it. I'm not ashamed about beating my dick. It's mine. But yeah, gentlemen, I'm going to reiterate. Do not feel shame about gratifying yourself. Hell, you're going to do yourself better than any woman anyway. So, you know, it is what it is. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Let me know what you guys think. If you're an old head like me, do you remember those magazines that I said? Pretty sure you do. But yeah, gentlemen, all in all, look, it's your body. Hey, if you decide, you know what, I just want to rub one out, go for it. It's absolutely ridiculous that men's sexual desires are consistently shamed and used to try to control us. But ultimately, it is what it is. And for you women out there and society who think that you're still going to use the old trope of, oh, you just can't get women, and, you know, men who masturbate are losers, you better understand this and understand it crystally damn clear. The power you thought you had in shaming said men, that has gone out. Feminism and the idea that men were going to still be in this societally, sexually induced haze to get us to do anything to try to get sex from you, that's gone out right along with it. Because more and more men are waking up and saying, you know what? Instead of accepting a bad deal with a modern woman, yeah, I will beat my meat. Yeah, I will, you know, punch the clown. Yeah, I will spank my monkey. Yep, I'm going to rough up the suspect. That way I can have a clear mind going into the world. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.